Good morning, brothers and sisters.
早上好，弟兄姐妹们。
Today is Mother's Day.
今天是母亲节。
And we all know mother is super.
我们知道母亲真的非常的伟大。
In the Bible, in Psalm 66, God talked about He's the mother too.
在圣经诗篇六十六篇里面也讲到。这个天父就像一个母亲一样。
If you read Psalms 131, and David talk about he is in the mother's arm.
在这个诗篇一百三十一篇，戴维也讲到他在母亲的这个膀臂里面。
And rest and be calm.
在能够来安息，能够来就是说休息。
With no worry.
没有任何的忧虑。
So today we are talking about super mom.
今天我们会讲到我们这个super mom 怎么翻译？超级母亲，超级母亲。
That's a TV series. It's called super mom.
有一个电视连续剧就叫做这个超级母亲。
What's the definition of super mom?
那这个超级母亲的定义是什么呢
？Isaac, what is the definition of super mom?Okay, a mom and multitask mom.
问这个小雨点，什么是超级母亲的？就是一个母
亲
可以同时做很多的事情。
Isaac said, "Mom is a multi-dimensional mom, can do almost everything."
就是相当于母亲可以不同的维度都可以来用作，可以做很多的事情。
That's honor to Susan.
这是对 Susan 的一个尊荣。
And in according to this the contemporary concept, Superma is the one who not only taking care of the career and hold a full-time job at the same time can do all the housekeeping.
那今天呢，就是在这个社会上，一个超级的母亲不但能够做自己的工作，有自己的职业，而且可以在家里面做所有的家务。
And that's called super mom. They can hold to make money at the same time do the housekeeping.
那就是超级母亲的定义就是说，不但能够有职业，做好职业，做好家务，而且能够小一点补充就是说，
so basically,
管好孩子。
The idea is the father is basically useless.
那也就是说，这个父亲呢就变得没用了。
There's no such thing as super bar, super father, right? Super dad.
这所以现在就不讲这个超级父亲。
There's no such thing actually.
也没有这样的情况。
If you have a TV series super dad, nobody will watch it.
如果你有个这个超级父亲的电影，可能没有人看。
Mother is wonderful because God gave us a mother, so we know love. God gave love through the mother.
那母亲是非常奇妙的事情，生造了母亲呢，是通过她来把爱赐给我们。
In this contemporary society, modern society, mom is very superior, but at the same time, she has her need too.
那在今天的社会里面呢，母亲真的是非常棒，但是呢，同时她也有她的需要。
The only way you can maintain to be a super mom is you have to be another super mom.
那今天你怎么样能够成为一个这个超级母亲呢？你要跟别的超级母亲在一起。
Today we're going to look at the Bible, look at one woman. She's not only a super mom, she's a supernatural mom.
那今天我们在这个圣经里面要看有一个女人，就是她不仅仅是一个超级母亲，而是她是一个超自然的母亲。
To be a super mom, you need the support, the attitude of supernatural mom.
那你要成为一个超级母亲，你必须有一个态度，你需要这个超自然母亲的这样一个扶持。
Without the mental and the spiritual, you cannot be a super mom.
没有这样一个 超自然母亲的遮盖。
So today we're talking about another kind of super mom. It's called supernatural mom.
今天我们要讲的这个超级母亲呢，我们是讲这个超自然的母亲。
We're going to look at the Bible of one woman nobody really care too much about.
今天我们要看一个女人在圣经里面没有人真的来关心她。
Who is like you and me?Who is like the normal mom?
她呢，其实跟我们每一个人一样，是一个普通的人。
A little character.
也是一个非常小的人物。
And we know, you know, the Abraham is the father of faith.
大家知道，就是说，亚伯拉罕是信心之父。
He's a really important figure.
他是一个非常重要的人物。
But today we are looking at this little woman, like our ordinary mom. We can call her a mother of faith, not the father, but the mother of faith in the Bible.
今天这一个小小的女人跟我们一样，我们可以把她叫做呢，就是信心之母。
And actually, one of the person in this, today in our church.Has the same name.
那今天我在我们的教会里面呢，也有这样的人，有同样的名字。
It's Anna.
那就是 Anna.
In the Bible, in Hebrew, Anna is same as Hannah.
在希伯来文里面呢 ，Anna 和 Hannah 是同一个意思，同一个词。
We're going to look at Hannah today.
我们要看看这个 Hannah.
Of course, Anna in our church, everyone knows she's a super mom. She has three kids and children and husband.
我们的 Anna 是一个超级母亲，她有三个孩子，先生。
Now today, we're going to talk about Hannah, the supernatural mom.
今天我们要讲到这个Hannah 就是这样一个超自然的母亲。
A little character you can actually sometimes ignore in the Bible.
是一个小小的角色，你可能在圣经里面会忽略她。
She can be called the mother of faith and hope because what she did is so important, and her son becoming the pillar of the church.
那今天呢，我们可以说她这个人呢是信心和盼望之母，她所做的是非常非常的重要，她的儿子成了教会的柱子。
Who knows Anderson? Who's Anderson?
谁是 Hannah 的
Yeah, Mary, right. Is Samuel.
Samuel 是 Anna 的儿子。
Why is Samuel so important?
为什么 Samuel 那样的重要呢？
He is the one who anointed the first two kings of the Israel kingdom.
因为他是一位先知，高抹了以色列最早的两位君王。
And not only that, the Bible says that he is the man as important as Moses in Psalms 99.
在诗篇九十九篇讲到，他在圣经里面的重要性就和摩西一样的重要。
Because his prayer, God answered his prayer as he answered Moses' prayer. They put it side by side. God put them side by side.
神把他和先知摩西一起并列，就他怎么样垂听撒母耳的祷告，就像他怎么样垂听摩西的祷告。
And Jeremiah 15:1-2, same thing.
在这个耶利米书五十一章讲到。
Yeah, his prayer is so powerful. Where he learned the prayer?
他的祷告是如此的有力，他正从哪里学这样的祷告呢
？And he learned it from his mother.
他是从他母亲那边学到的。
The mother can instill the character, godly character into their children.
她母亲呢会影响她的孩子，把一个属神的性情会影响她的孩子。
Children can have religion too.
那我们的孩子可能会有宗教。
If you teach them pray with their heart and constantly pray to the Lord, they will do it.
那你如果不断地教导他们祷告，他们会去做的。
The first thing we learn from Hannah is that she's a woman of prayer.
第一件事情我们学到的哈娜在圣经里面她是一个祷告的女人。
Actually, is a woman unceasing prayer.
她是一个不断祷告的女人。
That's why she is supernatural mom.
那所以我们觉得她是一个超自然的女性。
And the son, Samuel, learned from the mother, becoming so powerful in prayer, and God will call him, he is the man of prayer.
那这个儿子呢，从母亲那边学到不断的来祷告，成为一个非常能会祷告的人，在圣经里面把他叫做是祷告之人。
And only David can be called the man of prayer. Now he's the one who anointed David. Actually, David may be learning from him.
那大卫在圣经里面说他是一个祷告的人，那撒母耳呢高抹了大卫。
So we're going to learn from Hannah today how she became a woman of prayer.
我们今天要来学习，从哈娜的身上学习，怎么样成为一个祷告的妇人。
Then we can pass on to our children.
那我们就会来传承给我们的孩子。
Instill the character of prayer.
我们让他们激励他们有同样的品格来祷告。
It's better for you to give them anything in life.
啊，这强过你在他们生活里面给他们所有任何其他的东西。
Now he can pray to.Your children can pray to God directly to ask for God's everything from God.
那完了以后呢，你这孩子就会直接向神那边去祷告，神会赐给他们所有需要。
Because God is the fountain of life.
因为神是一个生命的泉源。
Psalm 36.
那诗篇三十六篇讲到。
With Him is fountain of life.
说是在他里面有生命的泉源。
Fountain means everything.
那一个泉源就是说所有的
spiritual, mentally, physically, everything
啊，不光是灵魂体所有的。
So if we can instill this character, godly character into our children, then you're really doing them a favor.
如果我们能把这样一个属神的这样一个品格介绍给他们，这是真的为他们做了一件大好的事情。
And all the other thing, he who has God has everything. All the other thing becoming abundant for your children.
那其他的东西随之而来，会非常的丰盛。
So we look at this little lone woman. Some people probably never heard of that, right? And in 1 Samuel chapter 1,
我们在撒母耳记上第一章，我们来看看这样一个小人物，好多人。名不见经传的一个小女人。
Verse 1 to verse 20.
第一章一到二十节。
And Alvin can put it on the screen.
阿文呢把它打到屏幕上。
Because you have English, so I'll let the pastor went to read the Chinese.
因为你可以看到英文，我们就让王炳牧师来读中文。以法莲三地的拉玛索菲有一个以法莲人，名叫伊利加拿，是苏弗的玄孙，托户的曾孙，伊利户的孙子，耶罗汉的儿子。他有两个妻，一名哈娜，一名比尼娜。比尼娜有儿女，哈娜没有儿女。这人明年从本城上到示罗，敬拜祭司万军之耶和华，在那里有伊利的两个儿子何弗尼、菲尼哈，当耶和华的祭司。伊利加拿名奉献祭的日子，将鸡肉分给他的妻比尼拿和比尼拿所生的儿女，给哈娜的却是双份，因为他爱哈娜。无奈耶和华不使哈娜生育。比尼拿见耶和华不使哈娜生育，就做他的对头，大大激动他，要使他生气。明年上到耶和华殿的时候，伊利加拿都以双份给哈娜，比尼拿仍是激动他，以致他哭泣不吃饭。她丈夫伊利加拿对她说：“哈娜啊，你为何哭泣呢？不吃饭，心里有梦呢？有我不比十个儿子很好吗？”他们在示罗吃喝完了，哈娜就站起来。即使伊利在耶和华的门框旁边坐在自己的位上，哈娜心里愁苦，就通通的哭泣，祈祷耶和华，宣扬说：“万军之耶和华啊，你若垂顾婢女的苦情，眷恋不忘婢女。”赐我一个儿子，我必使他终生归于耶和华，不用剃头刀剃他的头。 哈娜在耶和华面前不住地祈祷，以利定睛看他的嘴，原来哈娜心中默祷，只动嘴唇不出声音，因此以利以为他喝醉了。以利对他说，你要醉到几时呢？你不应该喝酒。哈娜回答说，主啊，不是这样，我是心里愁苦的妇人，清酒浓酒都没有喝，但在耶和华面前倾心吐意。不要将婢女看作不正经的女子，我因被人激动愁苦太多，所以祈求到如今。以利说，你可以平平安安的回去，愿以色列的神允准你向他所求的。哈娜说，愿婢女在你眼前蒙恩。于是妇人走去吃饭，面上再不带愁容了。次日清早，他们起来在耶和华面前敬拜，就回拉玛。到了那里，以利迦拿和其哈娜同房，耶和华顾念哈娜，哈娜就怀孕，日期满足了，生了一个儿子，给他起名叫撒母耳，说，这是我从耶和华那里求来的。
Amen. The story is quite simple, only 20 words.
故事非常的简单，只有20节。
A husband is an ordinary family, Jewish family. A husband, Elkanah, has two wives.
这是一个普通的犹太人家庭，有一个男人呢，这个男人呢，他有两个妻子。
The first wife is Hannah.
那第一个呢，就是这个哈娜。
The second wife is Penina.
第二个叫做比尼娜。
But Hannah could not have son because God closed her womb.
那哈娜呢，不能生孩子，因为呢，神封了她的这个胎。
Penina have so many children.
那这个 Penina 呢有很多的孩子。
Probably lost count. Some says 10, some says 8. A lot of children.
可能有十个，可能有十二个，很多的孩子。
You think about that. Living in the same family under one roof, and the other woman have a lot of children, and you don't. At the same time, Penina is not a nice woman.
你想想，在一个屋顶下面呢，一个女人有好多孩子围着她，另一个呢媚女人，再加上呢这个对头呢是非常厉害的，这个不是一个。
Penina is a nasty woman.
就是这个比尼娜呢是一个不好惹的人。
Right, even under one roof, my wife already tough. You know, think about your children.
我跟我的太太住在同一个屋顶下面，我觉得我。太太已经蛮厉害的。
Anyone married, no, you know, one is enough. You know, if you are two, you are in big trouble.
所有结婚的人，你知道，有一个太太就够了。
And,
何况你有两个。
And deep trouble is one have a lot of children, one have no children. That's called jealousy.
更何况呢，一个有好多孩子，一个都没有，所以呢，这就产生了妒忌之心。
But Hannah is a kind woman. She did not try.To tell the husband, hey, get rid of her.
那当然，哈娜呢，她是一个善良的人，她没有让她的先生呢说把这个第二个妻子把她弄走。
It's not like Sarah, Abraham's wife, Sarah.
不像亚伯拉罕的妻撒拉。
She kicked the other person out, kicked the other wife out.
撒拉呢，把这个另外一个妾呢就要踢出去。
Right, but Hannah is a very kind woman, but Penina took advantage of that.
哈娜非常的心软，但是的比尼娜呢常常就会来这个叫什么占便宜，
对啊、provoke her，
常常的来刺激她，
irritate her，
常常的来惹她生气，
mock her，
常常来嘲笑她，
constantly，
而且常常的不断的，
and Hannah just keep praying to God andShe just continued to love the family and try to find unity in the family.
Hannah 呢，常常的祷告，就是试图呢让这个家里面有和平，有合意。
And year after year, she continued to pray with all her heart that God give me a child. I don't know why she continued to pray, but must be some kind of faith in her.
那年复一年呢，他就不断的来祷告，愿神赐给他一个孩子。为什么他不断祷告呢？我相信他有一个信心在他的里面。
It's like Jesus said, always pray not give up if you have this faith. Don't.
就像
Don't give up.
就像耶稣讲的呢，就是说你要常常祷告，不要灰心。如果你有这样的信心，就是不要放弃。
And my sister just told me the other day, my mother prayed for her for one thing for many years. After she died, 10 years after she died, finally my sister did that.
我的姐姐呢就告诉我一件事情，她说我妈妈为她祷告了好多年，为一件事情。在妈妈去世以后10年以后呢，最终这件事情成就在姐姐的身上。
And George Miller prayed for someone after he died for 10 years, and that someone converted to Christ.
那，这个弥勒牧师呢，曾经为很多人祷告，有为一个人祷告呢，在他去世以后10年，这个人成为基督徒。
My mom prayed for me for many many years.
我的母亲也为我祷告很多年。
After she died, finally, I will study theology and try to serve God a little bit here and there.
我的母亲也为我祷告很多年，在她去世之后呢，最终我就读神学，能够有一点点的来服侍神。
So, Hannah is like a mother who is not who is not giving up.
那哈娜呢是一个母亲，她不会放弃。
She continued to not only not giving up, she continued to pour out her heart to pray.
她不但不放弃，而且不断地倾倒她的心，就在神的面前，脚垫在那里祷告。
In this passage, the Bible says in 4 verses, but we only use 1 verse. Verse 15 says she was pouring out her heart to pray to God.
那这里四个地方呢讲到倾心。那十五节特别的讲到他，就是倾倒他的心意在神的面前。
So her intensity, is not like, the normal prayer. She's always praying with all her heart.
所以她的祷告呢，不像一个普通的一个祷告，她常常的倾心吐意
，pouring out her heart，
就是把心都倾倒出来。
Maybe.Isaac doesn't know your mother is pouring out her heart to pray for you.
你知道可能呢，小一点，从来不知道他的母亲为他祷告是倾心的，真的。哈利路亚。
Or the elder, the eldest daughter, the second daughter.
Second, 就是 Gloria, 第二个孩子。
Sorry,
真的是这样。It's true.
So your mother behind the door praying for you guys, you don't know. Mary probably praying even more.
我相信 Mary 为她的孩子。祷告的更多。
Anna, you know, the name is the same. Let alone Anna must be praying like crazy.
Anna 就是说，肯定为他的孩子祷告就更疯狂了。
Then the important thing is that the she is pouring out her heart to pray to God. She does not have a children. She just want God to give her a child.
他没有孩子，但是他就不断的祷告，他要愿神赐给他个孩子。
So she pour out her heart for how long? Do you know for how long?
你知道他这样倾心吐意有多长时间吗
？Year after year, year after year.
那这里讲的呢是一年又一年。
After Penina's children growing up, she still praying.
就是比尼拿的孩子长大了，他还在祷告。
Every year, she is mocking her. She is irritating her, provoking her. Not only every year, at all time.
那一年一年呢？这个比尼拿就刺激他，激动他。不仅仅是一年一年，而是可能每一天都这样。
Still, she still believe God can bring good from suffering.
那他继续的相信呢？神让坏事可以变好事。
She has faith.
所以他有信心。
Hope.
他有盼望。
So when God wants you to pray for something, you continue to pray for it under God's will, you can continue to pray forever.
所以呢，当你在神的旨意里面的时候，你真的可以不断一直的祷告下去。
Don't give up.
不要放弃。
So Anna prays something like a miracle. God will open her womb.
那就是他在祷告一个生机出现，就是神要能够来医治他的这个生育的能力。
She's praying for 19 years.
他祷告了19年。
How to calculate? The Bible did not say that, but some Jewish the historian and theologian calculated the, all these, they estimate around 19 years.
那我们怎么知道这个圣经上没有记载这个时间？但是有一些犹太的学者呢，就根据前后的时间在做研究的时候呢，就说至少有十九年的时间。
Their PhD thesis is on this.
就是有的人的一个神学的一个论文，就是关于这个哈纳祷告的时间。
Thank you for their, you know, research. Then now we know.
要谢谢他们付出的这样一个
研究。19 years. Abraham waited 25 years.
他呢祷告十九年，亚伯拉罕等了二十五年。
But the difference is, she is a little woman. She is not a really, really a big shot. She just pray. Nobody knows actually.
那这区别在哪里呢？他是一个名不见经传的人，一个小小的一个人，小人物。
Like you and me.
就像我和你一样。
So, the ordinary people still can pray. God still listen.
所以一个非常普通的人呢也可以祷告而且神还会来垂听
So that's the second principle of the supernatural minds They will persistently pray
那所以这样一个第二个原则呢就是说任何一个普通的人都可以来这样不断的祷告
Not only with all her heart She will continue unceasingly pray for 19 years
不仅仅是用心来祷告尽心投入而且能够坚持不断的
19年 Not for something impossible For something almost impossible
不是为一件能够可能实现的好像永远不能实现的事情在祷告
Sometimes praying for children Sometimes like impossible Because they keep going the other way You keep praying for the other way Seems like there's no end
有时候呢就是我们为孩子祷告的时候你就发现孩子在往相反的方向在
But a lot of time after you know they die, God answered the prayer.
好多时候在父母已经去世了，神就已成就了他的祷告。
So we'll keep on praying.
所以我们呢要继续不断的来祷告。
Of course, a lot of time you know during their lifetime, they can see the children change.
好多人当然在他有生之年也会看到这个。看到这个他的祷告被成就
So 19 years a long time
19年是一个非常长的时间
In terms of the administration of United States that is already around 5 presidency
那从美国这个总统任期的这样一个时间来讲呢那是五届总统的时间
That's a long time
是非常长的时间
But she keeps on praying.
所以她当她呢不断不断地在祷告。
So the supermother consistently pray for the same thing because God gave her this faith because God want to answer her.
所以这样一个超级母亲呢，就是不断地在祷告，等待神这样一个应许成就。
And Hannah even more so.At verse 20, not at verse 20, at verse 10 and 11, and she prayed this way. In her deep anguish, Anna prayed to the Lord, weeping bitterly. She cried and weeping, and out of her misery, she felt really bad, because, not because the prayer, because of the suffering from the second wife.
那所以这里讲的呢他痛痛的哭泣啊，就是说非常就是说难过的在那边祷告
Then verse 11 she doubled down
在十一节呢又讲
At the 19 years she doubled down she said Now if you give me a son I'll give it back to you Lord
到今天呢十九年了以后他就说万军之耶和华你若赐给我一个儿子，我要把他献给你。
The son will be a Nazarene.
让他成为一个拿西尔人。
Means someone dedicated to God.
就是一个人奉献、分别归圣、
You know the mother can dedicate your son to God without the son's approval of the children's approval.
你知道，母亲可以把孩子献给神，不需要孩子来同意。
But it's between you and God.
但是呢，是通过你跟神之间的关系。
Same as my mother. My mother dedicated my brother to do something without his permission.
那我的母亲常常也把我的哥哥献给神，让做一些事情。
She just pray and then my brother become a preacher.
是我的母亲就祷告，我的哥哥就成为一个传道人。
And then my mom told him, "I've been praying for you since you were born."
所以我的母亲就告诉我的哥哥说，你刚出生我就为你祷告，成为
传道人。So all of us become Christian because my mother pray. Basically, I tell you.
但我们都成为这个基督徒是因为我们母亲在祷告。
Now, she double down.
那所以呢，他就加倍的。
And God answered the prayer.
加倍的祷告，神就垂听了他的祷告。
She make a deal with God.
那他也好像给神讲了一个条件。
Now I want a son, but now.I give it back to you. I don't want it for myself. For you.
啊，他的条件就是说，你给我一个儿子，但是我把这个儿子要献给你。这个儿子是给你的。
You can see how persistent she is.
你看看他的这种坚持是怎么样子的。
And God answered.
神呢就垂听了他的祷告。
Because at that moment, Eli the priest saw she was, that she was pouring out her heart, for she was drunk.
他祷告是一个非常歇斯底里的一个状况。这个祭司伊利呢，看到他这样一个状况，以为他喝醉了酒。
And Eli answered, "Go in peace. May the law of Israel grant you what you have asked of him."
那伊利就对他说：“平平安安的回去吧，愿以色列的神允准你的祈求。
”And suddenly she believed, and she.Was not crying anymore. She got up and ate something.
但是呢，她突然就信心增加，就相信了。她回去不再哭泣，就开始吃东西。
And the Bible said, in the next year, God gave him a son, Samuel.
那第二年呢，神就赐给了一个孩子。
Samuel means heard of God, means God listened to her prayer.
撒母耳就是神听了祷告的意思。
You think, hey, God is pretty tough, hey?
你有时候觉得
you have to pray 19 years with all your heart, then you have to double down, right?
有时候你就这神啊，有时候是很难，也是很厉害。
Then you answer my prayer because the
一个人祷告十九年，完了以后还最后还是的，又加倍的这样做。
And Eli has to say, "Hey, now God grant you that."
而且要让伊利呢说，哎，你这样成就了。
Is it God cruel or tough or try to?Manipulate us.
你觉得神是不是太残忍了，太残酷了？
No.
是不是在操纵我们？
No.
不是这样。
Because God has a bigger plan.
因为神有一个更大的计划。
Samuel has to be born at a certain time in order to anoint the king.
因为撒母耳必须要在一个适当的时间来出生，他要来膏抹以色列的王。
We don't see this plan, but God sees this plan.
我们。不明白这样的计划，但神明白这样的计划。
David has to be a certain time in order to pass the his throne to Solomon and keep going the generation, so Jesus will come.
但大卫也是一样，要等到合适的时候，所罗门出生，把王位让给他，而且一直要等到耶稣的来临，在他的支系里面。
So God already have the plan there.
神已经有这样的计划。
The first day when she prayed, God already answered the prayer.
当然，他第一天祷告的时候，神就答应了他的祷告。
But in our consciousness, only 19 years later, and we experience that.
在我们能够明白的层面，我们认为是19年以后，神才答应了祷告。
God is timeless.
那神是没有时间的。
When he did something,To you or grant something, he also consider all the other thing, because he is, God, timeless.
因为神在答应你祷告的时候，他同时也在周全的要看到周围其他的事情，因为他是不受时间限制的。
So God looked at one day as a thousand day, one year as a thousand years, one year.
那圣经里面讲呢，神看一日入千年，千年入一日。
And sometimes God answers you very quickly, but sometimes God answers you while you waiting in faith.
那有时候神立刻答应你的祷告，有时候你要等候很长的时间，在信心里面等候。
So, without this example, the model, we don't know who God is. God sometimes do things according to His schedule, not your schedule.
那没有这样的一个例子的话，我们好多时候不知道怎么样来跟神来互动。但是这里看到呢，就是神做事按照他的计划表、时间表，不是按照你的时间表。
But also, God will give you the persistency.The faith to continue to pray for them.
神也同时呢赐给你一个坚持不断的一个信心在你的里面。
That's why later on in chapter 2, and Hannah said, "The Lord is my strength; He is my horn. Little horn means strength, my rock, because He keep me strong to continue to pray."
所以后来在诗篇里面，大卫讲到就是神是我的这个脚，就是这个神是我的力量。就是那个力量，力量就是让我们能够继续的来。
So, supermother, you don't need to worry. You continue to pray. If you feel that is God's will, you continue and continue a thousand times even after you die.
所以超级母亲呢，你如果觉得那是神的旨意呢，你要不断的来祷告，坚持的来祷告，不管你甚至你去世以后，神照样。
Because your persistence under God's will too.
那因为你这样一个坚持不断呢，这是合神心意的。
Your persistence is a miracle, but God did not call it a miracle.
你这种坚持不断、锲而不舍的性情就是一个奇迹。再生当然不是奇迹，这是从神而来的。
God keep you strong.
神让你能够有那样的力量。
Are not a natural events actually, are from God, and He performed a miracle behind your consciousness.
那这看起来不是一个奇迹，但是呢，这神在背后行了一个神迹，他让你，支持你坚持不断、锲而不舍的来祷告。
So don't worry, you don't need to pay 19 years for something. Sometimes you answer in 1 year, 2 years.
当然你也不要担心，你不需要等待19年，什么都要等待十九年。
But in some,
也到一年、两年。
In some situation, for this situation, God wants to have a.Really faithful servant Samuel.
在这种情况下呢，就看到神他要预备一位非常的忠心的一个仆人。
After he returned the child to Eli,
当他把这个孩子献给就是带到圣殿里面，在伊利面前的时候
after around 4 years, after the child was weaned,
在孩子断奶大概三四岁的时候
，he gave it back to Eli, said, "Now, I give to you." Eli even forgot. Hey, is that right? Okay.
Eli 可能已经忘记。现在呢，哈拿说，哦，这个孩子当时我求来的，给你了。
The mother kept her vow.
这个母亲呢，她就是说呢，她应怎么讲叫还她的愿。
What you promise God, you must do it.
如果你给神应用了什么东西，你要去做。
And when you do that, you can see the blessing keep coming.
如果你那样做的话呢，你会看到神的祝福不断来。
Because after that, in chapter 2, God gave her another 5 children, total is 6.
那就是在这之后呢，撒母耳出生之后呢，神又给了他五个孩子，总共有六个孩子。
A woman is barren. Now she has.Six children.
那这个曾经不生育的女人呢，现在有了六个孩子。
When she was old, she kept getting pregnant.
就是她年纪已经大了，但是呢，她不断的能够怀孕。
Now is the other woman getting jealousy.
那现在呢，另外一个女的开始妒忌了。
The Bible said, Peninnah getting old, she have no more children.
那也讲到呢，就是说其实比利呢后来就没有再能生孩子了。
And keep having children.
那哈娜呢就继续可以生孩子了。
So God vindicate her.
所以神呢就相当于为她伸冤了。
Now God has a way to do things.
神有做事情的方式。
He can bring good from evil.
啊，他可以让这个邪恶的事情里面
生出好的东西。You just keep hanging on, sticking to God.
你就不断的抓着神，抓着神。
Hannah's sticking to God in faith.
那哈娜呢？他就紧紧的抓住神。
Through prayer.
他是借着祷告。
And God actually has a plan before even she prayed. God already knew the answer.
那当然呢，神就是有一个计划，在他祷告之前，神已经有一个计划了。
Maybe that's my blocking, but one thing is that we must understand God has a plan for your life.
那好多时候我们的头脑没有办法来显现，但是你要相信神在你的生命里面有一个计划。
Not only God will do good to you, He also consider.Your children later on, and also consider after Samuel, Christ will come out from David.
那就是说，神在做计划的时候，不仅仅是要帮助答应你的祷告，就像撒母耳一样，他要预备撒母耳之后，大卫要来，还有耶稣要来。
So 19 years God's timing, and also He will keep you strong until that time.
19年的时间，这是神的时间表，而且在这期间，他要给你力量，坚持不懈。
Hannah have only one thing to pass on to Samuel is her great faith through prayer.
那其实呢，这个哈娜传承给 Samuel 的唯有一件事情，就是不断坚持、不断的祷告，有信心的祷告。
So to be a super mom is good, but to be a super mother, supernatural mother is better.
那你成为一个超级母亲很好，但是成为一个超自然的母亲更好。
You need to be a supernatural mother in order to be a better super mom.
那你要成为一个超自然的母亲，才能成为一个超自然的母亲。
Then you can instill the godly character in your children's life.
才能把这样一个神圣的一个性情呢，传递给你的孩子。
Then they can depend on God.
他们能够来依靠神。
Not only you and God.
不仅仅是依赖你，而是依赖神。
Because with God, there's a fountain of life.
因为在神的那边有生命的源泉。
You want blessing for your children, you better when they were small, they actually children knows religion.
那你要先你的孩子真正的得祝福呢，在他们小的时候，你最好让他们认识这个信仰。
Learn from Anna, just instill the habit of praying.
这是就像哈娜一样，从小就来影响他们，来去祷告。
Let them pray with all their heart.
让他们用心来祷告。
Let them continue to pray for something.
让他们来不断的来祷告为一些事情。
Let them double down.
Double down 是怎么翻译？啊？
加码。
双倍啊，就是
加码。
加码加码加码 ，double down。
Make a deal with God
我。我刚才翻译是应该是对的，但是有点不太清楚。就是让他们呢就是真的加码的来祷告。
But when you double down, you better fulfill your vow too。
当你加码的时候呢，最好你要来要兑现你所许的愿。
God really like people. They double down. God gave them. They will keep the rule because God was peace with them。
当这人加倍祷告许愿的时候呢，神会。来真的给他们所要的。
And God will reward the mother, not only one child, now two child, three child. And also it means God will bless you. If you double down, you fulfill your will, God will continue to give you more.
如果你加码许愿，这样呢，神会听你的祷告，啊，神会给你更多。
Because God is abundant.
因为神是一个源泉。
Hannah called God as an almighty God.
那哈娜呢？称神呢是一个全能的神。
Almighty God means El Shaddai。
这个全能的神呢，就是El这个叫做伊利El Shaddai。
对 ，El Shaddai 就是El Shaddai， 很没有在翻译的啊。El Shaddai means all giving God。
这个El Shaddai就说是全给的供给的神。
All sufficient God。
是一个全部能够满足你的神。
And God is an all-giving God, all-sufficient God. If you entrust your children to God,
那如果你把你的孩子交托给神，他是一个全能的神，也是一个全能供给的神。
A supermom do not worry. Supermoms do not worry because she gave to God.
所以呢，你一个如果是一个超自然的母亲，你就把它交给神。
I'm talking about supernatural mom.
不忧虑。
Super mom worry, but supernatural mom does not worry.
超级母亲常常忧虑，但超自然的母亲不忧虑。
So you need to be both. You need to be super mom. More, you need to be supernatural mom.
你要成为一个超级的母亲，更重要的要成为一个超自然的母亲。
And I think only half of my sermon, but I think that's enough.
That's amazing, Sam. I think I'm overwhelmed. 我是感觉到真的是从神而来的一个信息。Thank you, Dank.
I think that's it. Yeah, today I think the message is very simple, right? The second half maybe next time, next year.
Yes, amen, amen, amen. Amen,
okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.